Monday. That's what we go in on hot news, hot mess, hot music, and sometimes we have hot interviews. And today, we don't have an interview, but we do have plenty of hot mess and some hot news going on. So I definitely cannot wait for today's show. And y'all know how I am. Even when the guest is on the show, I go hard on some folks. So today's definitely not going to be any different. And you got so much on the plate, man. I don't even know where to start. I mean, this past week is just crazy. Between the Bill Cosby meme fiasco that happened, of the wannabe Aaliyah biopic that Wendy Williams put out, and other craziness that's been happening around the world, I don't have to say, man, it's been interesting. I want to definitely say, man, shout out to Dumber Dumber 2. That was a very good movie. You got a chance to see it this weekend. And I'm pretty, you know me, y'all know how I am. I'm very open in my movie choices. And for some people, they might be, oh, it's kind of wet. You know, some people don't like corny comedy. There was a lot of great jokes in it, but of course, a lot of corny antics happen. It's more so a lot of slapstick comedy, like kind of like how you think of with back with the Three Stooges and whatnot. So some people aren't necessarily into slapstick. So that kind of plays into the fact why they don't necessarily like the Dumb and Dumber series to begin with. And yesterday, man, definitely had a chance to watch it from start to finish. Great movie. Movie theater, definitely recommend going to see it. I don't know what was more of a crazy thing that happened yesterday, the movies. And by crazy, I mean funny. Well, I don't know if it was the movie that was more funny, the movie that was funnier, or if it was the guy who vomited, then busted his ass and fell in his own vomit in the movie theater. Wow. Like, first of all, I just knew that something wasn't right with this dude, because they were, like, being really – him and his people were being really loud. They got a big old bucket of beers brought to them. I was like, oh, man, they're going to start acting a pure fool. And, yeah, it was just crazy. This dude vomit. I mean, when I say vomit, I mean this mug was a freaking pool of vomit. And it was, like, right by me, actually. It was right by our row. As far as what the guys were sitting up front originally – and then on the way out, he vomited like about three rows away from us. And I was like on the aisle, by the aisle part, on the edge or on the right, whatever. And so he had to deal with that crap. Of course, you know, I walked around different routes to escape. The escape had to deal with the vomit. But it was craziness, man. This dude busted behind. And wow. You just when you think people could be the movie had people being dumb, people in real life acting dumb is even crazier. So wow, and that's why I entitled today's show "My Life, Your Entertainment," because a lot of people really be wondering, man, do you make this stuff up, man, or does this really happen? My life is exactly what I tell y'all, man. It's always that crazy. I don't plan it. have time. I don't make it. I'm definitely sure to make it up. I just tell y'all as it goes. And a lot of stuff, man, it's be crazy. It'll trip you the heck out. You're like, man, this dude life would not be real. So, wow. Shout out to the guy, again, who vomited on himself. All right, another thing, I got a chance to hang out with a great friend I haven't had a chance to hang out with in a while back from high school. And it's actually been 11 years, about 11 years, since I got a chance to hang out with her, which was back when we were in high school with each other. And that was my junior year of high school. And it was just cool, you know, because I talked to her on Facebook and whatnot, and definitely we have some plans in the future as far as collaborating on some projects. But I hadn't got a chance to see her in person. And so definitely got a chance to go to our housewarming party on Saturday. That was pretty crazy, man. People know me. I have a roaster behind until the sun come up, and it was a lot of roasting going on. And in the midst of all the roasting going on, we had a chance to watch that piece of crap that happened on Lifetime, that tragic event that happened on Lifetime, and that was the Leo biopic on Lifetime, which was ridiculous. I don't know what to say. Casting, now I know that people don't always look like, whenever they cast somebody for a part, they don't always look like the person all the way. But give me a freaking break. Where did y'all find these people? They couldn't have been so far off. It wasn't even funny. Like, you looking at the people, you going, wow, this chick is damn far from the characteristics of the person at the time and the movie is supposed to be playing. It was ridiculous. It was hard to watch. They weren't really, I mean, it wasn't really about the music. You really felt like when you were watching it, you weren't really focused on the music. Like the TLC, by the way, VH1 threw some shade and played it. They were right after the first showing of the Leo flop pick. They actually, they were pretty, they were really good about making you celebrate the music. They did talk about some of the crazy stuff that happened along the way, but they made it to where you weren't focused on that. Pretty much, the Leo movie was focused on scandal, 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 scandal. They didn't really have any of the songs you wanted to hear. Like the TLC movie, you had the music you wanted to hear. You had all the hits on there. They didn't release a new track during the movie. Like, wow, that's crazy. So, this is what y'all give us for music for to remember Aaliyah by in this quote-unquote biopic. You do the songs that she did covers or remakes for. That does not impress us at all. Where the heck you thought that was going to impress us? I don't know where the heck the idea came in at. Maybe you got dropped over on a mountain somewhere, and that made sense, but no. We're in the real world. We're not falling for it. You got to come hard in that. But I got some more on that rant coming up. Y'all definitely stay tuned, because there's a person I definitely have to make sure I go for when I'm doing this, because I'm very ashamed of her, very much so ashamed. And she really bamboozled the crap out of us. So, man, we're going to do this for Aaliyah, man. We're going to start the beginning of our music break with Aaliyah 1 in a Million. Our actual song by Aaliyah. Yeah, you heard that right. Let's go.
Can't be the same. No one else. Let me let you do. mind and my life is chill. I wanna please you any way I can.
The end, and I love you like a brother, plus you're my best friend. Something needs to get off my chest, but it's so deep that word can't express. It's killing me, I think about it every day, but when I try to do it, can't find a word to say. If I really wanna do it, don't want things to change. Can't deny I'm going through it. Maybe I don't have no feelings. Maybe I was just tweaking. Explain why I get a funny feeling when you're speaking. Some things are better left unsaid. Should I act on my thoughts going on in my head? I don't know, I'ma leave it alone. It wouldn't hurt to have someone to call my own.
It's difficult not to be apprehensive when you can't predict the result of your decision. That could alter a situation significant. Well, that's exactly what this is. Yeah, I got a crush and you giving me a rush, making me blush, got the nerve geeked up. Not a word I use often because this is the only time it's ever occurred. Something I wanna inform you of. You have surpassed all and not just some of girls that approached but fell so epic. Try to up the game but they just couldn't step it. And what I felt for you I just can't neglect it. But for some reason it's hard to express it. You enter my heart, the words won't exit. I wish I wasn't so hesitant.
If I'd known you were feeling the same way I felt, it would be less pain. Now since we know that everything is mutual, we can be regular and not feel unusual. Talk trash, do things that we usually do. Reminds me of how we played back in middle school. Now we're older and things are much deeper. I'm thinking to myself, yo, this dude is a keeper.
There's something I want to tell you.
Will we act on it or give it a chance to waiting on you? I already got my answer. Not that hard, but I don't wanna force you. Don't have to do it if you don't really want to. Don't work out, we can still be cordial. Always acknowledge you and never ignore you. That's just the worst, cause I'm optimistic. This here's love, don't tell me that it isn't.
With that is truly no use, cause it's obviously opposite of the truth. And you ain't got a word about forcing me, cause you captured my heart. I already surrendered my vessel, relinquished my chambers to any and all attention that you make up. Should've had this talk, I went and got a shape up. But that's the simple issue you do when you are love. The future's unclear, but I ain't scared to spend my life finding out with you. And as happy as you make me, I'll make you. Yeah, can you do me the honor of becoming the one I introduced to my mama? And when you speak of me, won't pause like commas. Someone you're eternally fond of.
Remedy the franchise. Step on for you. Misunderstood on this track. Yeah.
Mama so bad, I'ma put that on ya. Putting out the black car, yeah, that's all her. She can be my shopaholic. How she do it, I can't call it. Cause she gets what she wants. She buy out anything she wants. She buy out, I ain't trying to front. Buy out whatever she wants, she can have it all.
Won't last if they ain't got cash. Cause I need to know why can't throw it in the bag. Tell me no, I don't understand that. But I'm so spoiled, he called me a brat. But we know I can put my own weight. I just like to know I can get his cake. Like every day is my birthday. I just wanna blow it out like my birthday. Coming on this trip with my Louis bag. Then I thought about it and put my Louis bag. When they got my besties out that bag, just to mess my nails and a jacket on my bag. I'm so fresh, I got to buy it out. Look at my neck, I got to ice up. I show stop, so see what I'm felt. Slugging like mine, just bring the cash up.
Mama so bad, I'ma put that on ya. Putting out the black car, yeah, that's all her. She can be my shopaholic. How she do it, I can't call it. Cause she gets what she wants. She buy out anything she wants. She buy out, I ain't trying to front. Buy out whatever she wants, she can have it all.
Okay, I like to shop till I drop. But I never drop, so this free never stop. Fiend for the boots and the heels, I'm a junkie. When it comes to rocking my tuck, I go
dummy.
I know he loves me, yeah, I know he loves me. When he get that paper, he ain't hiding it from me. Want me to sparkle like a battle with a bubbly. See me on my way to come home looking lovely. Call him the hubby, I'm such a bouncer. He cover any extra cost if I got it up. It's no problem, I gotta work though. Cause if he ever comes short, I'ma need more. Friday night and I just got dead. Hit it to the mall, just see what I see. New fits, I'm about to get lit. Try to hit Tim to get some new tips.
Mama so bad, I'ma put that on ya. Putting out the black car, yeah, that's all her.
call it, cause she gets what she wants.
She fly out
anything she wants.
She fly out,
I ain't trying to front.
She fly out,
damn, she want it, she can have it all.
I want that.
I get what I want.
Oh, and that too.
I get what I want.
What the hell?
Get what I want.
She must not understand.
I get what I want.
Without a tantrum, I just want mantra. If you really lost in, lady, just the anthem. My pretty girls, break down, get your hands up. Say jack, step, I'ma need y'all to stand jack.
Yeah. Cause we get what we want. While these other chicks can't get what they want.
Yeah.
Cause we get what we want. While these other chicks can't get what they want.
Yeah.
She gets what she wants.
She fly out
anything she wants.
She fly out,
I ain't trying to front.
On ya,
putting out the black car, yeah, that's all her.
She can be my shopaholic.
How she do it, I can't call it, cause
she fly out. She fly out. Fly out.
All right, man, that's a pretty dope music break. All right, man. Give me Fizz going to heck in, because I told you I was going to do that. I was going to do it well. And so I got some more to go in about. Now, let's go on the executive producer of the Leah Bio pick, or as I call it, the flop pick, because it dang sure ain't no bio pick to Leah. I don't know who the heck they were trying to impress with that. Now, of course, when it comes to a lot of biopics, there's always one of the things that kind of captivates the audience. It happens to be the drama in it as well that went on and how you portray the drama. That's cool, but you don't make the drama the focal point of the movie, in which this movie, that was the focal point. You cannot honestly look me in the eye and tell me it was about the music, because if it was about the music, you wouldn't have released it with no clearance to do use the music. So for me, with that movie happening alone, it kind of just took away the credibility of the film. Like, don't put it out. Simple as that. Hold off and wait. If it's going to crash because you don't do every all the plans are going to crash for it because you didn't put it out, oh well. Do it right, because if you're gonna put a movie, you're gonna put a movie together. Yes, there might be drama that's gonna be involved, but you know the fans want the music, and if you ain't focusing on the music, you're gonna piss a whole lot of people off. This was definitely that. I don't know who the hell wrote the script, who the hell did the casting, who the hell said Wendy Williams should be the executive producer. A bunch of BS is all over the place. But I'm pretty sure Wendy Williams did not pass the opportunity to do this because, you know, she always specializes in talking trash about other people, but she can't stand when the whole entire plan backfires and hits her instead. She would dodge the hell out of that like crazy, man. It's ridiculous. And so I'm just wanting to be. And then, you know, so I was going, niggas, people know me. I'm a maniac, and I will make them up as I go and go to heck in, as I had made a few this weekend, courtesy of myself. And, oh, my God, man, Wendy Williams, I really had a little more faith in you, a little more faith that you were going to really address this today, because you know you knew that's what people were waiting for. Address the situation. Instead, you decide to sweep this shit under the rug and try to pretend like it didn't happen. Wendy Williams was not falling for it. Not falling for it. It is pissing me off because it takes away credibility from me when people want to hate on other people. If you can't allow people to actually have an open conversation to how whack your stuff is, and you can't sit there and have a show to where that's what you do most of the time. Because she's always so critical of the littlest things about people, but then every time something comes out in the woodworks about her, she want to dip and dies all the time. Address the situation. Address it. Don't keep dodging, because by dodging, you're only pissing people off more. And you're not unfiltered as you try to come up, if that's what you got to do, and try to skate around it. So, I don't know, man. Eventually, she going to figure out that this is unacceptable. We just not letting it happen, man. We refuse to allow this to continue to happen. And not under our watch like that. It's ridiculous. And Wendy Williams, you just can't. You just lose a lot of credibility with this move, because you always want to come for people, but then you don't take responsibility. It's a very bad look. And oh my God, man! I saw some of the comments people were saying. They were going in on her Instagram. You had people going in on Facebook, on her Facebook fan page. They were letting her have it, because they just could not stand the fact that she tried to pull this move. So Wendy Williams, I'm done talking about you, because the more I go in, all it is giving you more ratings to keep have your name said and giving people more name recognition. Just all clap for her. Hooray, hooray, hooray. All right, so another hot topic that happened, man. Bill Cosby, Mr. Jell-O Pudding himself. Himself. And wow, man, this dude is taking a lot of scrutiny right now. So last week, of course, Bill Cosby does something very crazy, and I don't know why he did this. When you are in deep trouble with stuff going on, the last thing you want to do is invite a meme. This dude said it was inviting people to do memes about him. I'm going to go ahead and say the assumption that he was trying to go for a positive way of doing that. He thought people would do cool things with it, but oh no, they didn't do cool things. They did cruel things. And, you know, one of the big focal points of why it backfired is because, you know, he's been, he's allegedly, he actually was allegedly had sex with a minor. And it's coming out to light. And then, you know, matter of fact, more recently again, there's been another person that came out and said that he did something with her, that he drugged her and did something with her while she was 17. So, you know me, man. I try, you know, things like that, I don't go into jump the speculation to it all, add all the way up, and we get a resolution to figure out what's going on. But if this stuff is true, then wow. Because he is one of those people who loves to point the finger at everyone and how bad people are doing and this and that and the other. So if this stuff is true, then Bill Cosby, wow, man. I'm appalled, to say the least, man. I just cannot freaking believe it. And she would even try it. So we're going to just have to pray on and see what goes on with that. Because Bill, it's not a good look for you right now, bro. So, yes, the memes are going out of control. And, of course, the memes in the tweets and statuses about the biopic were hilarious, too. Man, I was going into memes. Oh, my God. My favorite thing is that people were making up biopics all freaking weekend after they saw this, because it was just so ridiculous about how, you know, they're casting. There was one, oh, man, it had me dying laughing, where they said, Dora the Explorer as Jennifer Lopez. I freaking lost it. These people are hilarious. Y'all hilarious, man. I'm telling you, I saw the stuff that had me rolling all freaking weekend. Y'all, that just did not show no chill. They had another one where it was a cast of the new Ninja Turtles. They had Charlamagne, Neo, Jeezy, and Jadakiss as the Ninja Turtles. I mean, y'all just really no chill. The no chill button is definitely on. They had another one where it was Chris Brown, the Chris Brown story, this industry ain't loyal. And that was with Ice J.J. Fish as Chris Brown. Oh, man, I just can't. And then there was one where I was shot to M.E., he's hilarious. He was like, they had a hat. And they had people pull a name out of the hat, and whoever pulled the name out of the hat, they get to play that particular person for the movie or whatnot. So, yeah, they were going in. And one person was saying, why does Aaliyah sound like a cheetah girl? Shout out to B. He is hilarious. Everyone was doing, a lot of people were doing, I started doing it first. Is my attention on this Aaliyah movie, Barely? You know, making fun of Donna Godot. And they was going in with that, man. They had so many Barely and Legally Blind jokes all freaking weekend off of that movie. And I'm telling you, man, the hijinks that was going on was ridiculous. It was really crazy. And so, wow, again, VH1, man, I got to get it freaking. VH1, I will never think I'll have to come to the point to where I say VH1 is more positive than Lifetime. Do I have to really look at myself in the eye and say that? That is crazy. And that usually is a hard thing to go because, you know, Lifetime specializes in male bashing movies. But and then VH1, you know, they specialize in most of the time, you know, thought-worthy shows all the time. But, wow. They were just on point this weekend. They put that TLC movie on. They helped their freaking ratings. It was like, hey, we doing stuff right. And so VH1 has put themselves on the pedestal, that well-deserved pedestal of between this fight of who's doing better. And these fools, Lifetime got the nerve to get ready to do a Whitney Houston movie coming out on the 17th of January. I think I'm going to lose it. I don't know if I'm ready for it. I'm not ready. All right, so we're going to go into some more music, and then we'll be back, everyone. I promise, we'll be back. All right, so we're going to go into another track. I'll start off, I want to go ahead and take it over to of Jersey, man. Show some love to my boy, EMP. And this is I'm the Goods. Let's do it.
Okay. EMP. Who got the good?
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 We got the good.
We got the good.
Who got the good?
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 We got the good.
We got the good.
Now it's time to get this money. It's time to get this cash. It's time to get this cheddar. It's time to flip the stash. It's time to get this cream. It's time to make it rain. It's time to get this dough. Now it's time we do our thing. I do my thing. I'm doing what I should. When you see me, what's good, man? You know I got the goods every day, all day, yeah. I be in the hood, but I stay around trees like I live up in the woods. Yes, sir, get the money, then I'm gone. Make him do the two-step like he heard his favorite song. We gon' keep it going on. We could do this all along. Notorious like Mr. Smalls. You niggas is dead wrong. I'm out to see this paper. I can't fall from the other side. How we ride, this how we ball. You hear it stand tall, cause we keepin' it up. And if you know like I know, then you know we got the good.
Got the good.
Who got the good?
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 We got the good.
We got the good.
Who got the good?
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 We got the good.
We got the good.
Who got the good?
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 We got the good.
We got the good.
Who got the good?
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 We got the good.
We got the good.
Spell out goods for you. It's EMP. And the cost on the tree is 900 a P. Holla S and you wanna know prices on the D. Word V. 24 keys. Lake show. Move aside. Kobe. You gotta know me. Mr. DOE. From Capital C. That state be Jersey. A Garden State bully. So is the rest of my team. Kanye. Flashing lights. Nah, bitch. That's the beam. Thought I would cop the Benz, but I might go cop the Beam. It's all green, bay seats, they call it cash and cream. Really
the stink, and then lots caught the vapors. Why chase these girls when they come with their paper? Double ply, blue lines, one red on the side. Don't let two living wives get hit both sides. To load your dough, lumber yard, baby, I sling wood. No splinter when I enter, you know, I got the good.
Who got the good?
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 We got the good.
We got the good.
Who got the good?
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 We got the good.
We got the good.
Who got the good?
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 We got the good.
We got the good.
Who got the good?
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 We got the good.
We got the good.
You want the good, so I give you what you ask for. And if your team's not winning, you should pass more. We rebound whenever cops decide to crash boards, where most people would shatter like a rocket in a glass door. I'm considered a crash course for a task force. Report card has an F, so I can't get a passport. The system winning? That's not in the plot. I've got lawyers waiting for every fucking option you got. What, the key thrown away and send a rot in a box? Cause I taught sellers raise lines and I adopted a Glock. I keep a cold attitude when it's hot in the hood. I'm sitting right the king of Jersey, cause you know I got the good.
Who got the good?
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 We got the good.
We got the good.
Who got the good?
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 We got the good.
We got the good.
Who got the good?
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 We got the good.
We got the good.
Who got the good?
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 We got the good.
We got the good.
Hello, hello. Hello, ladies. Tonight we're gonna be running our movie scene straight through. No cut.
Except us cutting y'all.
Add a little hip hop and some R&B. Look up high at the skies at the stars you see. It all starts with a ride in the car with me. Let's make a movie with your camera co-starring me, me, co-starring me. Let's make a movie with your camera co-starring me, me, co-starring me. Let's make a movie with your camera co-starring me, me.
Get up with the EMP. Ain't no place in life that you'd rather be. Destined and worthy, they the video team. I'm S-Dope, make you scream on the silver screen. Raw footage, a freaky position for me to put you in. What part of the day on my schedule should I put you in? Now watch the cameraman, look towards the cameraman, trying to see if you can make it work to the camera lens. Sure, you can bring your friends, me and ladies, that's the past. You come first, I do them last, they're the supporting cast. They audition, turn the night, panty rippers. If your girl is stripping, here's a fist for what they slipping. She give me no lifting, been pimping like Icy. She play pippin' to my mic on flights like Nike. No controversy, who can ask for more? Got girls short and show and know the co-star.
Add a little hip-hop and some R&B. Look up high at the skies at the stars you see. It all starts with a ride in the car with me. Let's make a movie with your camera co-starring me, me, co-starring me. Let's make a movie with your camera co-starring me, me, co-starring me. Let's make a movie with your camera co-starring me.
Well, it's me, it's no harm, you see. But I could take away your pain. I know you're used to these lanes in your neck of the woods. But baby girl, I am not the same. I go home for mine. We ain't gotta call it rough sex. We could call it relief stress. Then I'm gonna take you to the deck. Let you on a chair. Whisper in your ear as we watch the sunset. Yes, we are the best. When me and you together, how can we disconnect? I can't call the scene. It's time for us to get wet. And we gon' do it till the early morn, I bet. Yes, no sleep, no rest. Cause we all through the house like it's birthday sex. I came to collect, lights, camera, action, and on to the next.
Add a little hip-hop and some R&B. Look up high at the skies at the stars you see. It all starts with a ride in the car with me. Let's make a movie with your camera co-starring me, me, co-starring me. Let's make a movie with your camera co-starring me, me, co-starring me. Let's make a movie with your camera co-starring me.
Before you take your clothes off, let me press record. What's the camera still sitting on that dresser for? Put it on a tripod, then change your iPod. The usher's what it's made for, so I can hit the right spot. Cause I'm a going, like I'm trying to find a job. I have you glowing, in the dark, it's kinda odd. When you feel me pushing forward, baby, send it back. We gon' do it till that fucking camera lens is cracked. We won't do it like we did it in our past. I'm on that new shit, Ray J with Kim Kardashian. Minus the
see over movie release date. In a world amongst money hungry groupies and cheapskates, she has trust for me and lets me keep the ticks. And we average like 2 to 3 scenes a day. Harry Potter's magic stick just changed it all. And by the way, Sin was the only name she called.
Add a little hip hop and some R&B. Look up high at the skies at the stars you see. It all starts with a ride in the car with me. Let's make a movie with your camera co-starring me, co-starring me. Let's make a movie with your camera co-starring me, co-starring me. Let's make a movie with your camera co-starring me.
Mama Angela, Desi, and Houston Riri on the show on every Tuesday. Of course, yours truly, always tossing to the mix to help stir some stuff up. So, yes, check out Glitz and Glamour tomorrow, same time, same place. Come every Tuesday. Then Wednesday show, be on the lookout for what's coming up on this Wednesday show. So, it's going to be hot. All right, so, as we got a few minutes left of the show to go, man, I want to definitely kind of wrap up on some things. Got some interesting stuff, man. I definitely want to go in on. You know, that's very funny. I know I've been going in on some of it's really been cool or good things, really. So I definitely want to go on it. Some of the great stuff. Right, so one thing I thought was pretty interesting I came across was they have a new Peanuts movie coming out. And Peanuts, you know, they are very, for those people who don't know what Peanuts is don't know the, you know, the whole history behind it, which if you're old enough to drink, you should know what the heck the Peanuts are. And that's involving Charlie Brown, Snoopy, Woodstock, Peppermint Patty, Linus, Lucy, how the list goes on. And there's definitely a new movie. I'm not sure what is that date that it's coming out, but it looks like it's going to be pretty good. You know, usually the Charlie Brown movies are really good, even when they, even some of the newer ones. This one's more so going to be that 3D feel. And it's actually Fox will be doing this, helping do this movie. So, I don't know, man. 20th Century Fox, I think I can handle bringing out a new Peanuts movie. It's going to be pretty interesting. It is due to come out late next year. So, we will see what they got to sleep for this movie. All right. So, also, let me go ahead and remind you guys, I'm coming up very soon. It is the new issue of Human Canvas Magazine, the December issue. That's a naughty and nice issue. And you definitely don't want to miss it. It's the last issue of the year. You can get it in print, or you can also get it in digital or in MagCloud. Then you can also go to our digital app through Maxer and buy it through there and be able to have a subscription to it. Off the digital app, it's available in, you can buy a single issue, or you can get 3 months, 6 months, or 12 months of subscription. So a lot of greatness in that, and the price is very reasonable. Heck, if you get a 12-month subscription, you pretty much save a whole lot of money by getting it up front. So don't want to miss it. We always have big sales coming out at certain times, so always be aware when the big sales are going on. As a matter of fact, there's about an hour or two left of the big sale of our Max right now. The way you can go get into Human Canvas Magazine on there, and you can buy 1 year subscription, get the second year free. So you cannot beat that. Definitely go make sure you take advantage of it while it still lasts. And also, make sure I get this in, because it would kill me if I didn't. It's like, oh, make sure you give me a shout out, man. And again, shout out to my girl, Shell, man. Again, it was a very fun housewarming party at her house, man, just kind of helping her, you know, just get acclimated, being in her new house, and celebrating her being a young homeowner, man. It's always great to see people from my high school, man, doing great that was in my class. It's always a great move, and I cannot, money or time or whatever cannot express how much I feel about how great it is. So, again, thank you so much, God, for so many great people in my life. And also, want to definitely, I'll give a shout out to, man, my grandmother, man. I call her Granny, out of the lowest Collier, man. She's hanging in there. And want you guys just definitely keep her in your prayers. So, just do that for me. And it's pretty tough, man. Y'all know how I am. I usually don't share too much. I try to keep it all in, man. But sometimes you gotta let the world know, man. At certain times, certain things are fine to share. I'm trying to tell them every little bitty thing at every waking moment and update. So definitely keep in your prayers. Oh man, we can go ahead and close the show out, man. If you want to listen to the show, if you miss any shows or want to be able to listen to ones in the future, go to blogtalkradio.com/CedyJ. That's CEDDY, letter J. It's still on there. You can also listen to it on our iTunes of downloads. You can go to there. It's free. Type in Dustspot, DUSKSPOT, Radio Network on there. Subscribe today. You'll be able to listen to the podcast on there. Also, it's on TuneIn Radio app and on the Beyond the Pod app. So many places you can listen to this great podcast every week. We miss the show live, so there you go. All right, we're rolling on everyone. Remind you of everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J or where there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tuned to the episode of Life That Does Live, your boy City J. We out. Peace.